morning. We are here. Give us a moment. It is June 28th, we believe, Thursday, 2012. And the High Court of the United States has made a decision. And the decision has been to uphold the provisions of the health care law known as Obamacare. And it was a very polarizing decision, both for the court and for the country. But from our perspective, we would say it was the right thing to do. And what we mean by that is, it is important for the functionality of this government. It is important for the executive branch to execute policy. And when policy has been so crafted as this healthcare law, which is way overcomplicated, the idea of Medicare for all makes much more sense. And what is Medicare? Medicare is a tax that you all pay so that some can have healthcare. And so the idea that the mandate was a tax, we would say, is brilliant on the part of the justice, the head justice Roberts, to go to the heart of the entire matter and say, no, this is merely a tax for healthcare. Because now it opens the idea that if you can tax people for healthcare, maybe it's a good idea to have Medicare for everyone and take the insurance companies out of the equation. So we applaud Mr. Roberts, Judge Roberts, for seeing clearly the direction that this should take or can take, which is to see it as a tax, to bring health services to everyone. And that eventually you will see the healthcare insurance companies as having no value, because they do not have a value in the scheme of things. They are simply bloodsuckers sucking off of the healthcare industry. So, yes, there are those who say, oh, no tax, no tax, no tax. But there are also those who are paying the cost of a broken healthcare system, whether it is their inability to get healthcare or the skyrocketing cost to the hospitals and the doctors and such for giving healthcare to those who cannot afford it and do not afford it. It gets back to responsibility. Now, ideally, as a culture, you will all start to see that your responsibility is to maintain health, not to live a lifestyle that needs heart transplants and liver transplants and all of these other things. Because that is a way of bringing the health care down. Everyone get healthy. Then all of a sudden, there'll be less tax, less need for all of this over-the-top healthcare industry. This is really a victory for the idea that you are all in the same boat and you need to be concerning yourselves with each other, with the needs of everyone, not just yourselves. Now, There are those who say, well, we are all individuals and we do not need others. Is that really true? No man is an island. No man is an island. That's a saying, but it's very true. You can have the illusion of not needing others. But if all of a sudden you found yourself on a world where you were the only one here, you would find out very quickly how much you need others. Oh, sure, some of you would be survivalists and go live in the whatever, but you are even then, depending on others. The others being the world around you that is producing the abundances that you would be harvesting, whether it is animal life or vegetable life or whatever, sea life. These things are there too as part of the bigger picture. So you are not alone and a man against everything. That is silliness. And so we applaud this ruling because it will knock the right wing a little bit back. They've had too many victories and this is a victory for the other side, for those who are looking out for their neighbor, who are looking out for the greater good. But it is not the end. There will be challenges, there will be implementations, and some of what is in the current healthcare law will disappear under its own weight. As people realize these provisions don't really work, let's change them. And you will begin to look at other countries and say, well, what are they doing? How come they can get health care so much cheaper than us? What have they done that we have not? This idea that other countries don't have anything to teach you is silliness. You could learn a lot. You could learn a lot from Bali. You could learn a lot from Asian countries. You could learn a lot from some of the European countries, even some of the African countries. Each of these cultures, each of these organizations, each of these groupings have little pearls of wisdom. Whether it is the Asian idea of staying healthy to start with, pay your doctor to keep you well when you are sick, the doctor doesn't get paid. It's a novel concept. And putting people into medical jobs and assisting them because they will be of service to you. So make it easy for them to become part of this job culture. Don't make going to medical school so damned expensive. Help them. Assist them. Someone wants to be a doctor, help them be a doctor. So that they can serve. Not drive Mercedes Benzes because they've got to pay off these huge loans or whatever. Silliness. But as you begin to see the bigger picture as a culture, and you begin to say, hey, wait a minute, we have so much energy, we have so much resources, why are we not utilizing them properly? Some do not need to be wasted. Some do not even need to come out of the ground at all. And others can be used much more efficiently, much more equitably. So with that we will depart. Again, this is a red letter day for the Obama administration and also for the Roberts Court that upheld the idea that you are your brother's keepers and you are responsible for the footprint that you put on society. And society is also responsible to you. It's been our pleasure. Good day to all of you.